This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Monday, August 13th. While a bearish USDA report weighs heavy on the grain markets Friday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Interestingly enough, though, the report was a mixed, where the U.S. stocks were a little bit lower and the world-ending stocks were a little bit higher, which caught us off guard because we know that the European Union drought is a real issue here. And the fact that those numbers weren't reflected with this USDA report, everyone has to tweak and rework exactly where our numbers are. But you can bet that on the next report, we're going to really drive to get those estimates closer to what we really have. But that just tells us where the weak link is, and there's a lot more volatility to come. We're going to be back into a weather market. We're still going to be watching out of the side of our eyes on what's going to be happening with these tariff talks. If anything starts to change, it definitely is going to affect the market.
Chicago September wheat prices closed Friday down 17 and three quarters at 546 and a half. September corn was down 11 and a half at 357 and a half. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for August ended the day unchanged, ranging from 612 to 620. 28. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for August were down 18 and three quarters, ranging from 669 and three quarters to 679 and three quarters. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for August were down 21, ranging from 693 and three quarters to 708 and three quarters. Live cattle for August were up 20 cents at 108.50. August feeder cattle were up 55 cents at 149.95. And August Class 3 milk was up a nickel at 1504.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.